Your problem is, you think you're in control. You think because you invited me here to your playroom that you have some advantage over me. And I do want to compliment you. The ambience is perfect. The cozy glow of the fire, the soft hypnotic music, the selective lighting that makes each piece of furniture seem to float in the darkness. It's all very subtle, very erotic, right down to you serving my favorite drink, a perfectly blended mochatini. But it doesn't put you in control. You gave too much away in our chats and PMs. I know about your fetishes, the minor ones like pretty feet and the fear of a woman's hips in your hands, the little things that make your cock twitch. And of course, I know the dominant one, how you love fucking a woman from behind while she struggles against your restraints, bent over and helpless. That's what that bench is for, isn't it? Rising out of the dark in the center of the room, like some perverse piece of art. It's leather top polished to a glossy shine by how many tits and bellies and palms slapping against it as you pounded each conquest from behind. That's where you want me, isn't it? Bent over, legs wide, my ass slightly up in the air, my cunt wet for you, wet for that big, hard cock you've told me so much about. Is that why you think I finally agreed to come here? For your cock, to see it, touch it, taste it. Silly man, it's just a cock. I'm not here to wet or worship it. I'm here to make it ache, to make it scream, to leave it helpless. That's my fetish. Control. And you gave yours up by telling me so much about yourself to entice me here. You traded away all your power, all your mystery. And what did you learn about me in return? That I like mochatinis? Little man, your playroom isn't full of secrets and marvels. It's just a space packed with hungers. And since what you most hunger for now is me, your playroom has become my stage, my gallery. I'm your perverse piece of art. Look at me. I'm flawless. 3-inch Louboutin stilettos, black thigh-high stockings that end just an inch below the flare of my dress, giving you a peek, a promise of skin. The dress narrowing tight around my hips and ass, tight around my belly and breast. All head up, thinnest of straps. A shrug, a tug, a wiggle, and I'd be free. And my makeup, subtle except for the red, wet kiss of my lips. Can you imagine the taste of it on your mouth? The stain of it on your straining cock. And your cock is straining, isn't it? You're rock hard for me. Only now, your stiff dick isn't a display of power, of manliness. It's a symbol of capitulation, a loss of control. No. Then come out of the shadows and show me. Show me how soft and limp you are. Prove you are. I'll just sit here and wait, lean back and sip my perfect drink, cross my legs, dangle one shoe, give you a glimpse of the rounded perfection of my heel. Pretty feet being one of your minor fetishes, worth a cock twitch or two. Each twitch on top of how hard you are, well, that must be torture. What if I slipped both shoes off like this and curled my feet under me? So casual, so comfortable, while you suck back there in the dark corner of your playroom, polishing your cock against the inside of your pants, wondering if she can take off her shoes with such ease, what else might she take off? And there it is, the reason you're not in control. Your perversions are all fixed. Stage set, the pieces arranged. I'd wager your lovely leather bench is bolted to the floor. Everything is restrained. My sexuality is fluid. A flash of my stockinged feet. A glimpse of my thighs, a toss of my hair, or a quirk of my lips. You're trapped there in the shadows, while I can put my glass down, rise from this chair, and stroll around the room. See, your eyes follow me as I go, in and out of the light, closer to you, then farther away, hot, then cold. I could even approach your bench if I wanted. Would that get your heart racing, your cock stiffening even more, to see me get close to the place you hunger for me to be? I am curious about one thing. You told me over and over you love a woman restrained, but I don't see any cuffs or ropes or silk ties. Do you imagine it's the force of your personality that will keep a woman at bay? Or do you fancy you can pin her in place with your cock? Oh, that cryptic little smile is no answer. Do you need another lesson in how I'm in control? Then watch me stroll over to your bench. Close enough to touch. And then... Oh, well. Doesn't that just ruin the mood? Someone spilled something here on the floor in front of your perfect bench. I can't imagine you let the housekeeping staff in here, so it must have been you. Let me guess. You were testing the moccatinis. Maybe more than testing. Maybe sampling a little liquid curage before I showed up. But then I rang the bell and startled you. You slopped some on the floor, maybe over glass, judging by the puddle. Of course you couldn't keep me waiting, so you couldn't clean it up. Did you think I wouldn't notice? Or did you think you'd have me so under your spell I wouldn't care? Now my stockings are all sticky. Why don't you come over here and lick them clean? I'll even turn around and sit on your bench. Wait, this isn't a spilled drink. It's too sticky. I lift one foot and the stuff sticks and stretches and pulls my foot back down. It's seeped into my stockings, onto my feet. I'm stuck. My feet are stuck. What is this? Some kind of glue? Are you fucking kidding me? You put glue on the floor? That's why the room is lit the way it is. To hide the puddle. That's why you don't need cuffs or ropes. I should never have taken my shoes off. Fuck. Fuck, I can't move. This shit is so sticky. Oh fuck, it's stiffening up. I can barely pull my foot up. No. No. Maybe if I brace my hands against the bench, I can get more leverage and pee loose. Just let me bend over and set my hands here. No. No, there's glue all over the bench. That's why it looks so shiny and polished. Shit. Shit, my hands are stuck. Bent over, just the way you like. You bastard. Stop laughing. Get me out of this stuff. Let me go. I can't move my feet at all. What are you doing? Get back. Stay away. Get your hands off my hips. Stop grinding against my ass, you fuck. Leave my dress alone. Don't flip it up. Don't. No, I'm not wearing any panties. They would have just been in the way when I finger fucked myself in front of you. That was going to be how I ended the night, getting myself off while you watched helplessly. What are you doing? Are you getting undressed? Oh, fuck. I gotta get free. I gotta... I can't. I,
sliding between my thighs. You're so fucking hard. I knew you were. I knew it. So fucking hard for me. It was my teasing you, wasn't it? Torturing you. You loved it. You fuck. You loved having me in control. It makes it all more satisfying now that I'm... fuck. Trapped. Shit. This is what this is. Trapped me. I'm trapped. Stuck. Helpless. Me. What? It is not making me wet. I'm in control. I'm always in control. Your hard cock against the lips of my cunt. Fuck. Fuck. What? No. That's not me moving. I can't move, remember? No, that's you. Your hands on my hips, moving me back and forth, using my cunt to grease your cock. That's you moving me, controlling me. Oh, fuck. Controlling me. You. Holding my hips still. Slipping the tip of your cock inside of me. Oh, just the tip. Fuck. That's torture. More, please. More. Let me push back onto you. Let me move. Try to pull one foot free and the other working my legs, making my cunt tuck and squeeze around the head of your cock, rolling it up and down. You like that? You like feeling me trying to squirm free of your trap. You like hearing me moan, sob with frustration. Pretty little stockinged feet are stuck in this glue. bent over, legs wide, my ass slightly up in the air, my cunt wet for you, wet for your big, hard cock. Push it into me.
Your playroom did have some hidden secrets. I trust you have a way to get me out of my predicament. Something to soften this gloom. Oh, no need to get it right now. We have all night. It would be a shame not to make full use of such an ingenious trap. We'll start again whenever you're in control of yourself. I've decided to stick around.